Now, the Rococo Theatre, one of Prague's leading cultural institutions, is celebrating its 90th birthday this week. However, as Radio Prague's Colleen O'Connor reports, it marks something of a bittersweet anniversary for this venerable establishment.
The sound of 1960s Czech group Golden Kids, including such well-known singers as Marta Kubišová and Helena Vondráčková. These artists made their name decades ago through a series of legendary performances at Prague's Rococo Theatre on Wenceslas Square. This cultural landmark in the very heart of the Czech capital is now celebrating its 90th birthday, and a number of events are being planned this week to mark the occasion. Artistic director Vladimír Čepek says these celebrations are appropriate for a famous Prague institution, which became a hit with local audiences almost as soon as it opened 9 decades ago.
Well, it was founded in 1915, and then for the next, 50 years, there were special cabaret theatre. And it was quite important in this era because all the First Czech Republic stars, they acted there, and it was quite famous.
From playing host to such stars as Jan Verich and Jiří Voskovic in the 1930s to the Golden Kids in the 1960s, the Rococo Theatre has always had a reputation for providing top-quality entertainment for Prague audiences. In recent years, it has developed a name for producing interesting, experimental productions by up-and-coming Czech writers. Tomáš Zelenský works as a director with the Rococo Theatre.
We try to be a little bit provocative in the themes we pick up. We try to work with new Czech drama, something which does the Royal Court Theatre in London, to pick up new writers. And we try to see theatre not only as a theatre itself, but also as a platform for an opinion about today's life and political questions and the things surrounding you.
In an era when many of Prague's city centre's main entertainment venues stage mainstream plays and musicals that are better known for their glitzy production values than real artistic endeavour, Tomáš Zelenský says the Rococo's policy of putting on experimental new plays makes it as important a cultural institution today as it ever was in the past.
Well, it's the last working theatre on the Wenceslas Square in the city centre. Today, I think it is quite important in Prague because it shows unconventional and political type of theatre for young people, I think, which is important. So that's the position of the theatre in today's Prague cultural life.
As part of its 90th birthday celebrations, the Rococo will be hosting a number of special events, including a gala screening of a documentary on the history of the theatre and a cabaret show reliving the glory days of the venue's golden age in the 1930s. Another highlight will be a special reprise performance by one-time Rococo regulars, the Golden Kids. Sadly, it's something of a bittersweet anniversary for the Rococo, as it seems the times are changing for this theatre. This Czech institution's 90th birthday may well be its last. Prague's municipal authorities have cancelled the theatre's lease on Wenceslas Square, and it looks as though the curtain will soon be falling for the last time on one of the few cutting-edge theatrical establishments left in the centre of Prague. Although those working at the Rococo hope that they might be able to continue the theatre's tradition somewhere else, Tomáš Zelenský is less than sanguine about what will now become of the Rococo's famous venue on Prague's main thoroughfare.
I think it's going to be a swimming pool, or maybe a topless bar where drunk British tourists can celebrate their bachelor nights. But I'm not sure, maybe not. But I think it's going to be, it's going to finish as a cultural platform for the city of Prague.
That report by Colleen O'Connor. And anyone wishing to find out more about the Rococo Theatre and its 90th birthday celebrations can visit the theatre's website at www.rococo.cz.